You have one unheard message.
Hey, it's me. I guess you didn't have the time to pick up the phone. Well, I just called to say I miss you, and I wish you were here right now. With me, but I know it's not long till you come back home, but I don't know what to do without you. I just miss you a lot. And I don't know. I thought we would be having a conversation right now. Not just me talking into the phone, wishing you were here. But it is like that sometimes, and I guess that's just what happens. Have to be adults and do adult stuff. Even though at times that's very, very hard. My friend said that if this was a simulation, why don't someone just go in and turn down the difficulty? But this is reality and it can't be helped. So I'm just stuck missing you. And I miss you a lot. I wish I had the possibility to just run on over to where you are and kiss you and be in your arms, but I'm not able to do that, so yeah. I could just imagine the look on your eyes if I were to do that. It would be a look of shock, hesitation to if this was real, and eventually happiness. At least that's how that's how I picture it in my mind. It could be that you just would have stared at me for a few minutes and then closed the door because you think you would have been dreaming or something. Or you would just have straight up hugged me and kissed me and told me you missed me too. I'm looking forward to when you get here. Back to me. 'Cause it's lonely without you. Very lonely. I have no one to bicker with about what to eat, what shows to watch, when to go for walks. It's just me sitting there, not really knowing what to do. I'm kind of lost without you. I mean, I know what to do. I have no problem with doing this stuff, but it's just, it's not the same, you know. It's not the same doing stuff on my own. I enjoy our conversations, our petty arguments about what's going to happen in a movie or over food or anything, really. Or games or whatever. I wake up at night not having anyone to curl up to other than air, or just wrapping the blanket more tightly around me. And it's okay, I guess, but it's not the same. I miss having your warmth next to me, your companionship, just everything. Because everything you do makes me smile, or sometimes be a little angry. But I don't blame you, because I can make you angry too. I can be a downright pain in the butt, in the tush. But you put up with me, and I appreciate that, and I love that about you. That you don't see the flaws that I see when I look in the mirror. You see my flaws as something good. Just as I think I do for you. Kind of. Maybe. I guess you have to answer that, because I don't know. I wish I knew. And I wish you were here with me. Just your company makes me happy. Makes me very content. And right now it's just very, very lonely. So, yeah. I just really called to hear your voice and talk about what's happening this week and what are you doing. Just, even though I'm not close to you physically, I would still be close in spirit, and I would be able to gush about you how much I love you, voice to voice instead of voice to voicemail. But at least I have the option, and I like that. I like that a lot. So, when you get this message, hopefully you can call me back and we can talk. Or if not, well, you can just call me back and leave a voicemail for me. Maybe, maybe not as sappy as this one is. Maybe you have something more uplifting to say rather than that I love you and miss you. Although, I wouldn't mind getting a weird ramble like this back either. It would just be good to hear your voice. So, yeah. Well, I'll let you get back to whatever you're doing, and I'll talk to you later. I love you. Bye.